Victoria have like extra sounds going on. Okay, it's gone. Sent.
Hey, Liz.
Hey, Lena.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everyone. Oh my gosh, it's so good to be back.
Yes.
Today is, sorry, Lena. Today is Sunday, the 17th of September, and the last time we had our last podcast was sometime in May.
May 10th. Yeah.
It's been a while.
And we had our friend on our podcast being interviewed, mm-hmm. which was so much fun.
Yeah.
It was great. But then we felt like we just needed a little break. Mm-hmm. Summer came.
Yep.
We had a lot of plans, mm-hmm. and we just needed to focus on other things.
Living.
Yeah.
So we did. Mm-hmm. And now we feel like it's time. And it's not just time to restart the Liz and Lena podcast. It's time for season two.
Season two is on.
Yeah. Are you ready?
I am so ready.
I'm so ready too.
And we hope that you're ready.
Yes, we've missed you guys. We've missed sitting down and talking and chatting. We have a new setup. Because we've changed our living room and our furniture, so it feels a little bit different, but it feels cool. I like it.
I love it. Instead of using our old coffee table or sofa table.
Coffee table.
We are using a bench now.
Yeah.
Enough said. I love the setup,
though. Yeah, the setup is cool, but we're sitting closer to each other, too.
Yeah. We were thinking to introduce ourselves a little bit. Because it's been a while, mm-hmm. and we might have some new listeners who decide to start directly on season two instead of season one.
Right.
So, Liz, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Who are you?
Who am I? What a deep question.
Mm-hmm. We don't need to get really, really deep, because we will.
No, I'm not going to get deep, Lena. If you know me, then you know that I can talk for a long time, and I can dive pretty deep. But no. Who am I? Liz. Well, I am almost 43.
Yeah.
My birthday's next Sunday. Woo! So birthday week is starting, and I'm excited. So yes, I am middle-aged, and it feels good. Just for all of you younger people out there, don't be afraid. It feels awesome. I work as a mentor at a high school. I also work on my own some as a life coach. And
can I just brag a little bit?
Yeah.
What does it mean to be a mentor? Sure. Like, can you just explain for those who don't have like a mentor at school?
Yeah. A mentor at a high school in Sweden is basically like a guidance counselor if you're American. And understand that. If you're from other places, I don't really know the best way to describe it. I support my students. I don't teach any classes. I have about 90 students that I support. I have meetings about them. I have motivational conversations with them. I help them if they have problems with learning. Mm-hmm. So it's a fabulous job and I love it. But I do a little life coaching things as well. And I do a lot of blogging, which I've also had a break from. So it feels good to kind of get back in that routine because I absolutely love blogging. And that's a little bit about me professionally. As of right now, there's a lot of other stuff, but I love photography. I love travel. I love beer and wine and eating out. And I live a pretty slow life. I really enjoy the moment. So I work really hard to live as slowly and mindfully as possible. Yeah, that's a little about me. Lena.
Yeah.
Who are you?
I am 33 years old. Mm-hmm. So I am 10 years younger than Liz.
That's right.
I think we have such a great balance in our relationship. Mm-hmm. And it's not about age, but I'm not going to get stuck on that right now. Professionally, I work as a graphic designer at a private company here in Uppsala, mm-hmm. which is the city where we live in Sweden. Right now, I focus on UX, which is user experience. So I'm pretty much like planning why, for example, an app or a website should have like the menu that it has and where it has it and pictures. And so it is as user-friendly as possible with a great mind behind it. So it's a little bit like psychology gathered, like together with design.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Other from like my profession, which is a little bit connected to it though, is that I love design. And I usually say like design because then that means that to me that it involves like interior design, fashion, and graphic. And I also love to travel and take pictures.
Yeah.
So that's a great team. Also to film and edit. And like creative stuff in general. Like if I find something pretty in life, I like to take pictures of it and post it, for example, on my blog or something. I also love to hang out with friends and family, drink beer and eat good food. Love to watch series, which I know that you love too.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a little bit about me, like really on the surface level. But I figure we will get deeper into a lot of different things.
Well, people get to know us probably. Sorry if I interrupted. Just by listening to us.
Yeah.
And whatever we're talking about.
Exactly.
But us as a couple, how would you describe us as a couple, Lena? Like, who are we?
We are, well, from two different countries from the beginning, you know. I'm from Sweden, and you're from the States.
Yes.
North Carolina, to be more specific.
Yeah.
So together, we are a binational same-sex couple.
Yeah.
I think that that is amazing. Like, it's, I don't even know, it's so hard to put it into words, because I feel that our lives are so rich, because we have two different cultures.
Yeah.
Which means two different, like, traditional paths, and we can create our own path with that, to pick and choose a little bit from each culture and build our own together.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, something really beautiful. And in fact, that we are from different continents, we are different ages, that brings even more a deeper level to our relationship. And I think that since we grew up with some differences, but also a lot of similarities, it leads us to discuss a lot of things in life that perhaps people who are from the same culture, the same age, the same language, don't really discuss. And I'm not saying that anything is better than the other. It's just that I have really enjoyed our trip together and our continuous journey with this.
Yeah.
So how would you describe, if you have something additional?
Yeah, I do have some thoughts, because I think that it's so cool that you say we're taking our two separate selves, our personalities, plus our different cultures and countries and everything, and blending it together and creating our own life. And I think that that's really what you and I are about, Lena.
Yeah.
Creating, whether it's with your design, you know, and images and visual things that you do, with words a lot with me.
Yes.
And then with just how we live our life. We're figuring it out as we go, but it's all about us creating a life that we want to live. So I just think that, I think that that's kind of a big foundation, and we're such a good balance, as you were saying. We're different ages, but our personalities, even though we have these core things in common that we enjoy, our personalities are quite different. And we like different things, but we're such a good team, as we say lots of time. So why is it that we've decided that we're going to do this podcast? We're going to continue again. We didn't just let it phase off. Why did we start it in the first place? And why are we continuing?
Well, basically, we love to sit down and talk.
Yeah.
And we figure that this is, or when we started, like, a little bit more than a year ago, it was a new platform for us to express ourselves.
Right.
Because we have blogs, we have a YouTube channel, we have Instagram, social media in general, but this was something different to us. So it gave us the chance to express.
Right.
In a different way. And now I totally forgot your question.
Why a podcast?
Why?
And you're answering it. So you're answering it by saying it's a chance for us to express ourselves and a new way. And it's something even more collaborative. Even though we sit with each other while we do blog posts, or we sometimes do, I mean, our videos lots of times are together. At least the experiences are, you
right.
know.
Yeah.
But this is a whole different thing, a collaboration that we do together. And I think that one of the reasons, I'm just taking over and continuing.
Totally.
In addition to expressing ourselves, I think that one of the things that we want to do is share our life with other people. And just kind of like talk with each other, you and I, Lena, and let other people listen in and hopefully start a conversation with other people.
Yeah. Or with us.
Because we do have a little bit of a different life, you know, and so we do have our own thoughts and we just want to share that. And hopefully in sharing that, you know, put something positive out there in the world that is uplifting and encourages other people to try new things. And I mean, because us together is a new thing, or was a new thing a long time ago for both of us. So, I agreed with myself.
Yes. For those who have listened to season one, you will understand that little joke. So go back and listen.
Yeah. How Liz agrees with herself all the time. So that's a little bit, I guess, we covered why we do this podcast. Mm-hmm. It's just fun.
Yeah.
And we love to create.
Yes.
And we want to spread positivity.
Yes.
The end of that.
So earlier in other podcasts, or in other episodes, we've had like challenges and then discussed whether or not we, I don't want to say succeeded, but did them.
Right.
There was no pressure at any point, but it was just a concept that we used to have. Mm-hmm. And this time we thought a little bit different.
Right.
That if we feel like we have something that has happened during the past week from the last episode, a highlight or something, whatever, we can share that. And if we don't feel like we really have something specific, then we just move on. And then to have a little topic where we will discuss whatever that's in our lives right then.
Yeah.
And then to end the episode with something extra, like a thought, or if you want to share a poem, or if I want to like share a tip for another podcast,
right,
or whatever we feel like we have that we want to share to the world, we do.
Exactly.
So it would be a greeting, a highlight of the week, a topic, and then tips or thoughts, or that would be our concept.
Yeah, it felt like a good thing to kind of refresh, look over how we had done it before, and then see how we want to approach things this time. So we'll see how it goes. And everything is always evolving. And we're pretty go with the flow kind of people as well. So that's what you can expect on our podcast this season. That's what we have planned as of right now.
Yeah.
So journey along with us and see what happens and what we talk about and the different topics that we're thinking about. But we do have one short little topic today of something that's on our mind.
Yes. And it is fall.
Yes.
Because in Sweden and in the States, we are entering fall.
Now. And the other European-ish countries.
That too. I was thinking about Australian and...
Yeah, like, and of course in the south, you guys, the way south, you guys are getting spring.
We are entering into fall. And I'm not going to get into how last fall was, but it was, I would say, one of the worst season ever that I have experienced with a lot of things, crappy things happening.
Yeah.
So my hope for this fall is that it's going to be way better and it feels like it can only get better.
Yeah.
So I'm really pumped for fall. I'm ready for the darkness, even though that sounds crazy because I love the summer nights, the light and everything. But I really love being cozy and like candles and it's dark outside and just chill at home or dinners with friends and family. And I'm just looking forward to that. Do you have something before we move on to the other?
Yeah? We were just talking about this last night. We went out to dinner with your brother and his wife. And when we left dinner, it wasn't very late. Or no, it wasn't dinner. We had just had a beer to begin with. But we were moving on to the next place, and it was about 7:15, I think, or so. And as we walked out, we were like, wow, it really is dark, you know? And I happened to look at the trees at just the moment that the city turned the lights on in the trees. And it was just so cozy. And we all four made this little comment about how, you know, it really is good with four seasons. I mean, I feel lucky to live in a place where there are four seasons, because even though there are certain times, I mean, who doesn't love summer and sunshine and late nights and all of that? We all do. But by the time each season rolls around, I'm actually ready for it. And I'm so thankful for being aware of that. So Yeah, we had a moment last night with that. It was really nice.
And that made us think about talking about that today.
Mm-hmm.
But what we also have in mind is like a big project in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with how we live our life. How we want to turn into being or living a more minimalistic life. Mm-hmm. And we will get into what we mean or feel about that
mm-hmm.
later on. But also to think about what products we're using, mm-hmm. how they were produced and where and in what way.
Mm-hmm.
And also with that comes cruelty-free products, vegan-friendly, organic, buy local stuff.
Uh-huh.
Plastic free. And we're also gonna try to, in this process of ours, we are partly like, we're taking step by step. This mm-hmm. is nothing that we're gonna change completely over the night.
No.
Because we, for example, we have products that are not totally cruelty free.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that we're gonna just throw that away and buy new stuff. So we're going to use it up, of course, first. But yeah, it is a process, and we're going to try to document that
mm-hmm.
As much as we can as well by filming it and talk about it here.
Mm-hmm.
The cat is coming here, and she's like, what the heck is this? She's like, is a bench here? I don't know. Yes, it is.
Then she sniffed our coffees.
Yeah.
And has moved on.
But anyway, so we feel like that's something that we really, really want to learn more about
mm-hmm.
and perhaps get like information from you guys too about things that we might be wrong about or did not know about, or
tips about products or things that you use in your life.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And we will share ours. And as I started before I got interrupted or distracted with our little cat, to document that, film it and mm-hmm. put it out there on our YouTube channel.
Right.
So do we have anything right now about our little subjects that we just talked about that we want to mention and get deeper into?
Well, I think that we can mention what we're starting with this whole idea of living more mindfully
mm-hmm.
And more aware of the things that we purchase and just living more simply, you know, mm-hmm. aware of what we buy and what types of things we buy and how much we buy and all of that. And the thing that we have started with is our beauty products.
Yes.
So we're phasing out every time we run out of something, whether it's shampoo or soap or whatever. When we buy something new, now we're really like researching and only letting things in our home that line up with being cruelty-free and vegan and as small amount of plastic as possible coming into our home. So as Lena was saying, and I just want to reiterate because I think it was such a good thing, is that we're not just throwing stuff away and just like starting over. This is a really overwhelming project mm-hmm. that feels really, really good.
Yeah.
But it's going to take a year or so
to
go through everything in our home because we want to be we don't want to be wasteful either.
Right.
So, but right now, we're working on beauty products.
Yes.
And what's in our bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to like drop that and there'll come more information and more specifics. But if you have any tips on anything already now, just mm-hmm. let us know, you know, send us an email and we're going to let you know how you can contact us in just a second.
And feel free to also, if you don't feel comfortable writing in English, we both are fluent in Swedish.
Right.
So you can totally write in Swedish too as mm-hmm. well. I can manage German and we can manage Danish and Norwegian. Other than that, please.
Other than that, we need English.
Yes. So totally hit us up.
So our tip for the day, mm-hmm. To kind of close up our first episode of season two, to kind of wind that up, our tip for the day is actually how you can find us and how to get in contact with us
mm-hmm.
all around social media and the internet and everything. As Lena has mentioned a couple of times, we have a YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
So go to YouTube and then search for Liz plus Lena.
Yeah.
L-I-Z plus L-I-N-A. And there you'll find our YouTube channel with videos. And our latest video is from our trip to New York this summer. So check that one out. It was amazing. Lena Lena edited that one and did everything on her own, and it is so good. Aww. So go and check it out.
Thank you. So good.
I did a lot of the filming.
Yes.
And so did you. Mm-hmm. So we kind of shared that, but you edited it, and it's just really, really good. So that's YouTube. You can find us there. And then, of course, you can find us on Instagram. Lena, how do you find yourself on Instagram?
You can find me on Lierses, LIERSEES.
Correct. And you can find me, Liz, at Be Love Live Coaching, as in BELOVELIVE Coaching. It's all one word. So that's how you find us on Instagram. And then, of course, we both have blogs.
Yeah.
My blog is belovelive.com. So if you can find me on Instagram, then you can find my blog. And if you find my blog, you can find me on Instagram.
Yeah.
And Lena, what do you have for your blog?
Mine is lier.se. Mm-hmm. So L-I-E-R. It actually stands for Lena Erickson, the two letters in both my first name and my last name.
Yeah.
So that makes more sense, perhaps.
Right.
So lier.se.
Correct. So that's how you can find us. And we do have an email as well. It's hello, Liz and Lena at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
So you can send us an email or hit us up on any of these other channels and places. We would love to hear from you. If you have ideas for topics that you would like to hear this fall, then let us know.
Yeah.
And we'll add it to our list of things that of possible topics.
Yes.
Had like a brain. It just froze on me.
It looked quite funny.
I know. Sometimes it's weird to like look at each other while we're talking. It gets really intense, and I know that I make a lot of faces too. I'm very expressive with my face. Yeah. Anyway, okay, let's wrap up.
Yes.
Episode 1, season 2 of Liz and Lena.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much for listening. We're really happy to be back. We're really excited, and we wish you a fantastic week.
Yes.
We hope to hear from you. Take care, everyone.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.